Welcome to another episode of Ranting and Raving. I am your host, Todd Staruch, and this is the show where I get to vent my spleen about all of the little things and sometimes big things in life that are driving me crazy. So I was giving some thought to what I wanted to talk about this time because God knows there's so much. And one of the things that jumps out is as I record this, President Trump gave his State of the Union address last night. I'm not even going to talk about the speech because, full disclosure, I did not watch it. I know that as a citizen of this country and someone who generally likes to talk about politics, I probably should have watched it. But politics in this country has been such a circus these days. I had no desire to watch yet another three-ring episode of it. I had no desire to watch the president stand up there and watch Nancy Pelosi sit behind him, openly mocking him. I don't care that all or most of the women wore white as some sort of a statement. I'm so sick of all of that posturing and grandstanding from both sides of the aisle. And I'm sick of the regular citizens who actively participate in it. And at the end of the day, it's all of us regular people that suffer because of the bullshit. And we all actively contribute to it. Some of the stuff I'm seeing on social media today just makes me cringe. Because 99% of it, whether you're pro-Trump, anti-Trump, left, right, Republican, Democrat, 99% of it is just stupidity. So many people are mocking Trump and the speech without giving anything of substance, not saying what they liked about the speech, what they didn't like, points that were made that they disagree with. It's just more of the same general Trump's an idiot nonsense that I just can't stand anymore. Both sides of the aisle are equally to blame. I'm an independent and I'm very much a moderate, but I do tend to lean to the left. I'm a little more liberal than I am conservative on most issues. And so many of my lefty friends are just completely off the deep end that they don't even realize how stupid they sound when they are mocking the people on the right. The extremists have taken over. And those of us in the middle get drowned out. So I didn't even think it was worth my time to watch the speech or to comment. I probably will go back and watch it on YouTube just to see what was actually said and what I agree with or disagree with. But I can assure you that I will not be commenting on it on social media or on this podcast beyond what I just already said about it. So that's enough, you know, about politics for today. I just thought it was relevant because the speech literally was last night as I record this. So another thing that popped into my head today is because I see this complaint a lot on Facebook and I hear people say it in casual conversation, and that there's no good music today, man. Everything sucks. Really? Well, guess what, Skeezix? That's the same thing I heard from my parents when I was listening to the pop music of the 80s or the rock music that I liked to listen to back then. They thought that it sucked. My grandmother didn't even get it, why I liked what I liked. So, you know, she didn't even bother. But I wonder if people realize that we sound just like our parents when we say stuff like that. And they love to point out, you know, popular artists today, like Cardi B, for example, is a familiar target. Nicki Minaj. Well, no one is forcing you to listen to those people. That's not my style of music either. So you know what? I've heard a couple of Cardi B songs and I just don't care. I don't have it in my Spotify playlist. I don't have any of her records or CDs. I just don't pay her any mind because I just don't like it. I just don't care. My daughter likes a couple of her songs, and that's fine. I have the best of both worlds with my daughter. She knows every popular song and every popular artist today and every dance that comes along with the songs. But she's also very much into rock and roll. She likes the bands that I like, Queen and Led Zeppelin, the Misfits, you know, what have you. So, you know, good on her. She explores all kinds of music to figure out what she likes. And that's what people should do, too. There is tons of new music out there. You just have to know where to look. Join a forum on Facebook where people talk about new music. I belong to a power metal group on Facebook, and I am constantly learning about new bands and new albums and new tracks that I had never heard of before. And I'm like, holy shit, what is this? Oh, there's some new band out of Norway. It's their first album, and I'm blown away by it. So this idea that, quote-unquote, today's music sucks is just completely absurd. Every previous generation has said today's music sucks. There were people who thought the Beatles sucked, and all the British invasion bands sucked. There are people who think heavy metal sucks. It doesn't matter. When you say even the word music can mean so many different things. There are people who are into Gregorian chants, and if that's what they like to listen to, good for them. So just stop it already. Stop your whining. Stop your complaining. If you don't like Cardi B, don't listen. It's really that simple, and I don't understand why people still seem to get hung up on that. Not my thing. I think her songs are awful. I think all these mumble rappers that people listen to are just objectively awful, just from a music theory standpoint. I don't understand why people like them, but that doesn't mean I sit around and lose sleep over it or anything like that, or whine and complain about it. I'd much rather seek out stuff that I do like. And I have a list on Spotify of stuff that has been recommended to me that I haven't even gotten to yet because there's so much of it. I could start listening now and never stop, and I still would never run out of quote-unquote new music to listen to. So my recommendation is to stop your complaining and just give something new a try. Go browse through Pandora or Spotify or iTunes or any other of the streaming services that are out there. And just find a band you never heard of and give it a listen. You might be surprised that you stumble across something you like. Or just talk to friends that you trust and get their recommendations. That's what I do. I have friends that have similar taste in music. And I just ask them, hey, what are you guys listening to these days? And guess what? They tell me. It's amazing. It's a miracle. So shut up and find some new stuff to listen to, and you will be surprised. I promise. Or else you can go to Podomatic.com and leave some comments for this podcast and tell me how I'm wrong and how I'm stupid and how today's music does suck. Feel free. Bring it on. So another thing that still drives me crazy and after all this time is smoking. I do not hide the fact that I am probably the number one hater of cigarettes on this planet. I think it's a filthy, disgusting habit. I do not understand why anyone would ever pick it up. I do not know what people were thinking the first time they said in their minds that they thought it would be a good idea to inhale toxic fumes into their lungs and then blow it out where, you know, it can just, you know, pollute the environment. But it is people's right to do that. And I don't have an issue with people exercising their rights. I just always wonder if smokers understand that for the most part they stink when they come in from outside from smoking, like let's say it's at a public place, They smell exactly like cigarettes. Their hair smells like it, and it's gross. Sorry, folks, if you're offended by that, but it's true. And I know a lot of smokers that realize it, and they are, but they're addicted, and they don't know how to stop, and that's sad. And I understand that the cigarette companies don't give a remote fuck about you. They want you to keep smoking. It's the only industry, well, I shouldn't say that because it's not true, but it is an industry that realizes that its product will eventually kill all its customers, but they don't give a shit. They want you to smoke as much as possible now, and they want future generations to pick it up. I personally wish cigarettes would just disappear tomorrow and be gone forever. I've always said that if they didn't exist and someone invented them today, it would never be allowed to be brought to market. We have cribs that are probably perfectly safe, but get recalled and discontinued because one kid out there in the country got their head stuck in between the bars and got injured or died. So now we need to recall hundreds of thousands of cribs because of one kid. Yet cigarettes are somehow legal. I don't get it. But again, people have a right to do it. But what I just wish is that the smokers out there who are rude and inconsiderate would realize that they are rude and inconsiderate. I have a lot of friends that are absolutely conscientious and considerate smokers. They will try to avoid blowing smoke in my direction. I've had people, you know, apologize for smoking in their own car while I am in the car with them. And I'm always like, hey, it's your car. You know, do what the hell you want. I'll just open a window. You know, I have no right to tell you what to do in your own car or your own home. Have at it. It's not up to me. But what I do hate is when someone flicks a cigarette butt on the ground or when someone flicks a cigarette butt out the car window and act like the world is their personal fucking ashtray. I don't drive around dumping, you know, dirty used tissues out of my window. And I would wager that smokers would think if I did that, that it was disgusting. But, you know, if I'm walking down the street, I blow my nose into a tissue and turn it on and throw it on the ground. Some guy smoking behind me will probably think, oh, what a fucking pig. Like, how dare you? And then when he's finished, he'll flick that same cigarette butt on the ground without another thought. And I really, really hate that. If smoking is so great and you love it so much, then deal with your fucking trash. Carry a plastic bag or whatever and put the cigarette butt in there and throw it in a receptacle. You know, I've been at places of business where there are those cigarette butt containers outside. And I see cigarette butts on the fucking ground near those containers. And I'm like, what is your fucking problem, jackass? It really makes me want to pick up that butt and put it out in the person's eye socket. That just pisses me off. You want to smoke? Great. That's your prerogative. You know, you want to get, you know, COPD or lung cancer, emphysema or whatever. That's, you're going to have to deal with that later in life. I know that's harsh, but that's how I feel. But it's the throwing the trash on the ground that just really pisses me off. Just stop it. The world is not your goddamn ashtray. And I'm so glad that more and more towns are passing more ordinances and actually enforcing them. I'm glad that New Jersey passed the law to ban smoking on public beaches. Yeah, I love walking through the sand and finding cigarette butts in the sand where my kid is playing in the sand. That's just great. Again, if smoking is so great and you love it so much, then deal with it. Use the ashtray in your goddamn car. If it doesn't come with an ashtray, well, tough shit, buy one. And just stop polluting the goddamn world with cigarette butts. It's just easily avoidable. And that, the disposability leads me to the final thing I want to talk about. And I see that people are still on and on about this focus on single-use plastic straws being banned in some communities. I do understand why it seems silly. On the surface, it does. Well, plastic straws, okay, we're going to do away with that. Why are we focused on that? Well, because just plastic straws alone contribute to tons and tons of plastic garbage that finds its way into landfills, into the ocean, into the environment, and it fucks up the environment. There are a million other products that we could lump into that category. And people focus on straws, I guess, because it does seem so silly. But here's the problem. No matter what we try to do to help the environment in some even small way, people get upset about it because it inconveniences them. Everyone cares about the planet. Everyone cares about pollution. Until it affects them in some minor way that would really have nothing to do on their daily life. There are people who start whining about, but what about handicapped people? And I have found that the people who are complaining about single-use straws for handicapped people are not they themselves handicapped. So shut up with your disingenuous bullshit. You don't really care about handicapped people. You just don't want it to inconvenience you. Well, I won't drink out of a glass in a diner or a restaurant because I don't know if it's clean. Well, guess what? You're eating off their plates. You're using their utensils. You will drink coffee or tea out of a coffee cup in a restaurant without a straw, but you're worried about the drinking out of a glass without a straw? Shut up. You know how many times I've done that? I go to someone's house and I drink out of a glass without a straw. So let me ask you, how many of you go to your friend's house or a neighbor's house or a relative's house and they give you a glass of water or soda or whatever kind of beverage and you say, excuse me, can I have a straw? You know, because in your mind you're thinking, oh, did they wash this glass? No, you don't think about that shit, you know? So just stop it with this bullshit, you know? If they banned single-use straws tomorrow everywhere in this country, you know, guess what? We would all adapt and we would all figure it out and we would all fucking survive. There would be options for handicapped people. I know some of them have metal straws and they figure it out. They clean and they sanitize them by boiling them in water and they guess what? They deal. So just stop it. You know, like I said, anything we do to try to, you know, clean up our own environment and eliminate some tiny little bit of trash, somebody is up in arms about it because it inconveniences them. And that's all they care about. Remember some years ago where they phased out incandescent light bulbs and people lost their fucking minds? Holy shit. My Facebook newsfeed blew up about that. And people ran out and started stocking up on the old style bulbs. And I'm like, holy shit. Did we just declare war against Germany again and we now have to ration stuff? Like, you're really worried about fucking light bulbs? Jesus H. Christ. No, because it was a minor goddamn inconvenience for them. I switched over to CFLs and LEDs in my home, and guess what? I'm doing just fucking fine. We all survived, and now nobody talks about it anymore. If they ban single-use plastic straws or plastic utensils or whatever the fuck tomorrow, guess what? A year from now, nobody will care and nobody will be talking about it. Guys, we have to do something. We are shitting up this planet at a record pace. I just can't even comprehend what it's going to be like when my grandchildren can't even see a fish because they're all fucking dead because we shit up the oceans with plastic and landfills with all kinds of fucking shit. So, yeah, it's silly and it's minor. And you think, oh, but it's just straws. Is it really going to make that big a deal? Yeah, every little bit helps. We are a nation of 330 million people and we're a planet of 7.5 billion. So yeah, every little thing we do eventually adds up. It's a lot of goddamn people and it does have a big impact. So stop complaining about how it affects you and, you know, inconveniences you in some way and just, you know, pony up and do your goddamn part. It really is that simple. there are bigger things to complain about than the fact that you can't use a plastic straw. Okay, I think I need to take a breath and I think I need a drink. I really hope you enjoyed this week's rants. I try to be a little bit entertaining while I vomit out all these words about things that are driving me crazy. You can always go to Podomatic and leave your comments there. And if you did enjoy this show, and even if you didn't, go over to podcastcity.net, which hosts Ranting and Raving along with a bunch of other great podcasts, including my other show, The Imaginarium with Scott and Todd, with my partner in podcasting crime, Scott Colbert, and again, a ton of other great podcasts over at podcastcity.net. So check them out, support your local podcast, and until next time, stay pissed, everybody.